This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm a bit under the weather. I'm going to admit it. Holy cow. Hundreds of people I met at the premieres of Bleeding Blue. I was the one in St. Louis. I was at the one in Arizona. And one of you people got me sick. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm going to hang in there as best I can, but I'll tell you. I don't know how I sound. I may sound all sexy and stuff, but I'm telling you, I don't feel as good as I may sound. And while I'm thinking about it, I'm sounding pretty sexy to myself right now. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. Look, every time I start thinking about what do we want to present, I think to myself of how crazy the left is. And I'll be honest with you. How many ways can you say the left is crazy? I mean, the only good news I have is they give me lots of examples. George Orwell said this. He said, political language, and with its variation, this is true of all political parties from conservatives to anarchists, is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give the appearance of solidity to pure wind. He also said, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are revolutionaries for doing what you know in your DNA, given to you by God, is correct, and people look at you as if you are crazy. They see you as the worst thing to happen to this country. The Bible says, you know, the things at the end of times, things will look twisted. You know, bad will look good, good will look bad. I'm not going to go all scripture on you, but isn't that where you find yourself? I mean, you're looking at these things and you're going, do you people not see this? Look, I'm not being sanctimonious and telling you I'm all that in terms of Christianity. I happen to be a Christian, a very failed one. But I do know right from wrong, and I know it when I'm doing wrong. So why is it we can't admit this? I'm saying we as Christians admit it. The heathens don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit the things that are sick about them. What is the pathology of that? I've explored it a bit, and we've talked about it. I've explored the pathology of somebody who doesn't want to admit that they're wrong. I mean, when I'm told, you know, I do something and I find out I'm wrong, I feel enlightened. I don't know how you feel. If I'm doing something, fixing something, somebody says, hey, Kevin, let me show you something. There's a much easier way. And I go, wow, I've been doing it the wrong way. Son of a gun, thank you for saving me so much time. Thank you for saving me so much aggravation. I was doing some repairs on the house, and Melissa says, hey, you ought to, let's go borrow the ladder and get some, you know, let's get a butter knife and start taking out screws or whatever. I mean, I'm joking about that part. But have you ever taken screws out with a butter knife? You know, when you don't have a screwdriver and... You know, or have you tried to use a flathead, a Phillips when you have a flathead, or a flathead when you have a Phillips, or whatever, when you don't have the right tools, whatever it may be. You ever weed-eated your yard as opposed to mowed it because your mower broke? My hand's up. Luckily, I had a postage stamp of a yard. But I'll tell you this. It took me 2 hours to weed-eat a postage stamp of a yard that would have taken me, no exaggeration, all of 5 minutes to mow. Now, let me tell you, if I was a guy out there weed eating and didn't know a mower exists, and a guy walked up and said, hey, you know, you might want to look at his mower, I would thank the dude. I'd be like, I've been doing this wrong. I had no idea. It sounds trite. It sounds trivial. But that's the way life is. And we do it every day. You ever done your own taxes? Take them to an accountant. See how long it takes them. You ever done something that there's an expert to do? Let me tell you, if you can hire an expert, it is a good thing to do. Generally speaking, they know more. I don't know if you've ever worked on your car, but you don't want Kevin Jackson working on your car. I promise you that. You know, what is it about the deceit and the lies and giving things over to the experts? And when I say the experts, you're an expert. See, government's not an expert in anything. Government has no expertise. Government is supposed to take your expertise and funnel it into the things that you want done. So you would say, you know, whether you wanted to build roads and bridges or you wanted to build a defense mechanism like a military or things like this, the government would take your inputs and say, well, what do you think? How much should we spend on this Bradley tank? How much should we spend on this F-35? You know, the F-22. When do we decommission these planes and go to here, there, the other? We put our people in place to make decisions that we believe are in our best interest. Do you think at $21 trillion of debt that these people are making the best decisions for you? I would tell you they're not. That's what I would tell you. These people are intentionally making the wrong decisions for you, and they're being bought. They're being bought. And they don't care. And so what happens is, when they know that they've been caught, they've got to flip the script. Oh, no, this is not a bribe. They call them lobbyists. They give them cutesy names. No, they're lobbying me for such and such. They don't call it theft when they take the pork back to their districts. So what? One group of citizens benefits over another. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work in America? No. We're supposed to make the best decisions. And some decisions may hurt one area. They may help another area. And we're okay with that as long as we understand that it is in the best interest of the United States, the best interest of the citizens. Do you think that a senator in Massachusetts gives a crap what's happening in Texas? When do we lose that? I don't know when. I don't have an answer for you. But I'll tell you this. We've lost it. Everybody's self-indulgent. You know, I want all the states to benefit. But some of your policies don't allow you to benefit. And some policies need to be not have any state authority. For example, public health. How is it that when it comes to public health, we can say, no, you got to stop this insurance at the state line? Public health, they call it a universal right on the left, but why does that universal right stop at a state's borders when California says you can't bring that policy into our state? Why does that right stop there? The California insurance people couldn't even survive outside of that state because nobody would take these stupid policies. You know, there are things that need to supersede the states, and that's where I want the government involved. But I want them out of most everything else, and I want the state government out of most everything else. Anyway, I'm going to hang in there as long as I can, folks. I don't feel great, and hopefully I'm back tomorrow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got to tell you, I love Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy. Love it. I love it. It's masterful, to say the least. It's masterful. And there's no better place to highlight it than Iran. And here's an article. I'm going to read a part of it. It says, Iran reduced to begging after the Trump administration walked away from the disastrous nuclear deal in May, issued a warning to European nations that if they don't play ball by November the 4th, Iran will opt out of the nuclear deal itself. So the United States opted out. It caused the Iranian economy to go into a tailspin, to where the rial was in such a in bad shape that it's bizarre. I mean, it's crazy. Their currency devalued by just leaps and bounds. And so what they said is this. The reason why they set the date of November the 4th, the U.S. is scheduled to impose sanctions on the Iranian oil industry. So they set the date that said, if you don't bail us out of this, because the only thing they have is oil at this point, if you don't bail us out, we're going to leave the nuclear agreement. And in other words, we're going to continue to build nukes. So what this means is Iran is going to try to go it alone in the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm telling you the scoop of what's happening in the world. Look, I'm no expert in this stuff, but I'm a pretty good expert in how you can put the squeeze on a country and how you can use that big, fat, gorgeous American economy to do it. And I told you guys, I said it from the moment that Donald Trump said he was going to run for the election, and what he started talking about, I said, Donald Trump is one of the most pragmatic guys on the planet when it comes to how he's going to deal with these countries, all of them, and it will be based on the U.S. economy. He will go to war with the U.S. economy because it's already been a war, and we've been losing it, the trade war. We've been losing it. The foreign policy war, we've been losing it. Week after week, month after month, year after year. On Tuesday, Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said on state television that Iran had, quote, clearly announced to European nations that if its main interests in the nuclear deal are not addressed, staying in the deal will not benefit us anymore. Now, let me go back and tell you this. Iran had been beating their chest for the better part of years under Barack Obama. You're going to remove the sanctions. You're going to give us money back. You're going to do all these things. And Barack Obama and the European Union, the feckless leaders over there, all, and I use that word loosely, leaders, they capitulated to everything. And Trump said, I ain't giving you jack. I'm increasing sanctions. And worse than that, if you, any other partner, if you deal with Iran, you're going to make a choice. You deal with them or you deal with us. End of story. Mic drop. Poof. So now their main interests have not been addressed. You want to know why? Multiple times, Iran has said, okay, Germany, okay, France, okay, Great Britain, okay, UK in general, here's what we want. And because of Donald Trump, the UK is going, look, we know how things were, you know, how it was in the past, but things are different. Here's what they write. U.S. sanctions on Iran have already included banning Iran from buying dollars and trading gold and other precious metals, as well as targeting the automotive sector. The EU, desperate to appease Iran, has sworn to protect the nuclear deal, but their efforts to circumvent American sanctions have proven difficult to achieve. Yeah. Iran's typical braggadocio has been jettisoned for a more obsequious approach, which didn't go unnoticed on Twitter because people were going, huh, I wonder where all the tough talk went. Huh? Where is it? Bloomberg wrote this. Iran has given the European parties until nuclear fourth to clear this deal, the start of U.S. sanctions against its vital oil industry to come up with ways to offset the impact, suggesting it may otherwise pull out. I'm giving you a different take because I want you to understand what's going on here. Okay, this is Bloomberg. But here's the most interesting part of this deal and the part that cracked me up. As long as we can sell our oil, it will be in our interest to stay in the JCPOA. That's what Araghchi said, referring to the acronym of the 2015 accord in which the U.S. bagged out in May. Now, Iran went from all these other things that it demanded that the European Union do, automotive, all these other things. You're going to supply us with steel materials, etc. And Trump said, you supply any of that and you're toast. Then, now, and so they couldn't sell any of that. As of November the 4th, and I'm not going to tell you what to do in the Forex market, but you remember I told you the devaluation of the real compared to the dollar? If you think it's bad now, wait until November the 4th. The real is going to plummet. And there's a reason. Because when the United States imposes the oil sanctions, it is a death knell of the Iranian economy. Because no longer can any country accept Iranian oil and expect to do business with the United States. Now, I'm going to tell you, you got a few dollars? I'd sell my reals short. I would predict that currency to go down. That's just me. Wow. Now, Donald Trump's strategy has been all along to say, we're going to deal with these guys, with our economy. And while Barack Obama's appeasing him, Europe has been appeasing him, I want you to understand what this deadline is doing. This deadline has them scrambling. This deadline is taking these guys from the cockiest guys on the planet, threatening Israel, threatening the United States, Ahmadinejad, even chiming in on Colin Kaepernick, to the point where some of the richest people on the planet, the people that have made money off of oil, the people that killed 30,000 of its own folks in the 1980s to lead this revolution, and now they are in panic. Now, I've already told you about all the strikes that are going on inside the country. In fact, I just got a new message from my folks over there. I'm not even going to bother with it today because we don't have a whole lot of time in this segment. But all I can tell you is November the 4th, remember this day and watch what happens to Iran. And then I want you to fast forward a little bit and ask yourself, what are they going to do when there's no economy left? When Donald Trump has essentially shut them off from the rest of the world, how long do you think it's going to take before these people say, okay, we're ready to talk? Because that's what's happening. And he hasn't put a bomb over there. The CIA, nobody's over there disrupting anything from Iran. Well, yeah, they got insiders. They got, you know, their own people doing it. But the United States government's not doing regime change. They're going to rely on this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator Susan Collins is one of the few undecided senators regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She took to the Senate floor earlier today.
This is not a criminal trial, and I do not believe that the claims such as these need to be proved beyond a reasonable doubt. Nevertheless, fairness would dictate that the claims at least should meet a threshold of more likely than not as our standard. I do not believe that these charges can fairly prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving on the court.
Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial is down 200. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial is down just around 200 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If that is in fact true, the next question will be, did they ever make an effort to verify or corroborate? I think the answer will be, at best, limited and no. Which means that they purposely committed a fraud on four FISA court judges, that they politicized the Department of Justice and the FBI. Where do we go from there, Joe?
Well, see, here's the problem. It's fairly obvious that a fraud was committed on the court. All of this evidence is there. There isn't any doubt about it. So the question is, why isn't Huber conducting a grand jury on this? He was supposed to be looking at this in Uranium One. Well, in Uranium One, he didn't even interview Doug Campbell, who is our client, Victoria's client. The bottom line here is we cannot trust the department under Rosenstein, who, by the way, no longer he's got a big problem with FISA personally, and that's under investigation.
He signed the last one.
Yeah, but it's worse than that. He's now under investigation, and he can't do FISAs anymore. The bottom line is this:
he's under investigation.
Rosenstein is under investigation for things that involve the FISA warrants. And here's the key thing: Sessions is out of all of this. He can't do anything. So where are we in the department? We have a mess of such proportions that there is nothing that can be done about it. I do not trust at this point that the Inspector General, who has no subpoena authority, is going to be able to get to the bottom of this. He is, in fact, right now investigating Rod Rosenstein's role in the FISA warrant process. So Rosenstein can't have anything to do with the FISA process
anymore. You know that, Joe, I had not confirmed that myself. Sarah, have you?
No, I have not confirmed that. I have heard that.
Joe?
Bottom line is, we all talk to people, and that's what I know, and I'm happy to say it. It's a tragedy for where the department is. The department is in very bad shape right now. It is in free fall. Sessions is completely disengaged from this. It is a travesty of immense proportions. Wow.
This is a huge development. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A huge development. Rosenstein. He's got issues. Here's what they say. I want to read from an article in the American Spectator, I believe it is, and they're not friendly toward Trump, but here's what they say. For precisely what federal crimes is the President of the United States under investigation by a special counsel? It is intolerable that after more than 2 years of digging, 16 months Mueller probe having been preceded by the blatantly suspect labors of Obama's Justice Department and FBI, we still don't have an answer to that simple question. What is Trump being accused of? Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein owes us an answer. And he's under investigation for this. I'll get to it in a second, but this is a very telling article. He says, the guy says he's Otis and Hanson from the beginning, meaning when he appointed special counsel Robert Mueller on May 17th of 2017. Regulations under which he made the appointment require, one, a factual basis for believing that a federal crime worthy of investigation has been committed, two, a conflict of interest so significant that the Justice Department is unable to investigate the suspected crime in the normal course, and C, an articulation of the factual basis for the criminal investigation, i.e., investigation of specific federal crimes which shapes the boundaries of this witch hunt. Now, he doesn't say witch hunt. He says the counsel's jurisdiction. Says this last provision is designed to prevent special counsel's investigation from becoming a fishing expedition or what President Trump calls a witch hunt, which Dag Rosenstein more diplomatically disclaims is an unguided missile. And while Harvard's Alan Dershowitz invoking Berea Stalin's secret police chief pans as warped dictum, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. In our country, the crime triggers the assignment of a special prosecutor, not the other way around. But in the last few days, they say, President Trump has attacked his attorney general yet again for prosecuting two allegedly corrupt Republican congressmen, but refusing to politicize the Justice Department. He has conflated himself with the country in absurdly suggesting that an anonymous, derogatory op-ed by an administration official might be treason. Now, he's hammering Trump right now, such that the New York Times should, quote, turn the author over, which, by the way, it is treason, because what it's doing is it's somebody inside of the Oval Office who has single-handedly chosen to leak information that very well could be classified. It certainly, I'll put it to you this way, you're going to have a hard time saying that's okay to do. I would love to see how the left would be responding to this had it been Obama. Now, this is a person who claims they're on the right writing this article, trying to summarily defend President Trump while castigating him at the same time. He says he's used communist North Korea's murderous anti-American dictator Kim Jong-un as a character reference. If this is his plan for turning out the Trump skeptical vote, I respectfully suggest that it needs rethinking. Let me tell you something about these. All these intelligentsia on both sides of the aisle, these inside the Beltway pundits, they don't know jack. They don't. They think they have their finger on the pulse. They are nothing more than there's this highbrow haute couture, is the way I think of them. These, you know, very stylishly, you know, as I call them, just these snobs. And these are the people, they stay in those circles and they think they know you and me, the ordinary Joe. Let me tell you something. The ordinary Joe gets this. They see it. He goes on, he says, in any proper special counsel investigation, it would be worth asking why, if the Justice Department is too conflicted to handle the case, its top officials are an ethical fit to staff the case. In this particular investigation, however, the actions of the Justice Department and the FBI in commencing and pursuing the Trump-Russia probe are themselves under investigation by the Justice Department and the Inspector General and by several congressional committees. Under those circumstances, how is it appropriate to staff a special counsel probe, which is premised on avoiding a conflict of interest with lawyers who are top officials in the Justice Department, whose conduct of the same probe is itself under investigation? Do I need to recap? We just got new text from Peter Strzok that essentially says, go leak the information. And I'll tell you what his attorney said in a little bit, because I knew it was going to be an excuse that says, no, it's being misinterpreted, except for the fact that the very next day the leak occurred, and the day after that, Peter Strzok congratulated the person to whom he sent the text that says, go leak it. Yeah, try to talk your way out of that one. Then look at the rest of the food chain. Comey is exonerating Hillary Clinton before she was ever even really tried. The FBI not making a single videotape, not taking any notes when they supposedly questioned Hillary Clinton. And I could go on. An investigation that no FBI investigator would ever handle that way. And these people go, oh, no, we did it by the book. They gave preemptive, what do they call it, immunity to most of Hillary Clinton's staff. You don't, trust me, folks, people get it. So these guys are all under investigation. He says, if we pretend that the president is a Democrat and we throw, let me go back here. If we pretend the president is a Democrat and we throw in for good measure Wiseman's adulation, this is the guy over the investigation, for former acting attorney general Sally Yates for insubordinately defying the president on an enforcement matter, is it not worth asking why attorney general Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself, but Wiseman gets to run an investigation? There's one thing, and there's one thing alone that would justify the appointment of a special counsel. Concrete evidence that Donald Trump committed a crime in connection with Russia's election interference. They don't have that. And they never will have it. Because he didn't do it. Now, Rosenstein owed that explanation on day one. He and Mueller's staff have evaded this obligation by arguing that nothing in the special counsel regulations requires a public recitation of the factual basis for the investigation. And more haughtily, they claim that the special counsel's regulations are not enforceable. They're just hortatory guidelines that the DOJ may flout at will. So to translate, Rosenstein claims that the Justice Department's desire for investigative secrecy takes precedence over the president's capacity to govern. Now we get to the real crux of it. Rosenstein and the Steele dossier. It is no answer that Rosenstein has given Mueller a supplemental memorandum dated August 2nd, 2017, purportedly fleshing out the factual basis for the investigation. This memorandum has been almost completely withheld from Congress and the public. Furthermore, from what we know of it, passages unsealed in connection with the prosecution of Manafort for crimes unrelated to Russia's election meddling, it is inadequate. He says it merely asserts that there are allegations of a crime having been committed but provides no factual allegations. And here's what we know. That Steele dossier is a lie. And now we've learned that the FBI, the Justice Department itself, was leaking information in order to go after Carter Page so they could try to, you know, involve more people, Donald Trump's satellites, in this wicked scheme to get rid of Donald Trump. You think these guys are going to skate? I'm telling you right now, they're about to go down and they're scrambling.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
He always says, make America great again. Well, America's never been great for people of color. And, you know, that's something that needs to be addressed. Let's make America great for the first time.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone.
Let's take it up with the political panel, Fox News contributor Janine Borelli and Washington Times contributor Eric Schiff. Great to see you guys. Hey, Eric, you know, Colbert was pretty withering there.
He was, and I think for good reason. The kind of statement that Cuomo made shows you why he will likely never be president of the United States. I mean, tell that to that America was never great. Tell it to the men and women who built this great country, the great economy in the world that we have, the top economy. Tell that to those who helped to build United States' military and to help to send people to the moon. And so, I think there are many people that would say that Andrew Cuomo was never great. And this is the exact reason why Democrats are going to have a real hard time, I think, in November, because their underlying premise has to be that the economy is not good. And it's like saying that there's no sun, that the sun doesn't exist and that the earth doesn't exist. And we have a great economy today. And to say it's bad and to say America isn't great is laughable.
I believe that together we can make America great again.
I want to attack these problems and make America great again.
You are being called upon, every one of you, to secure a better future for your children and your grandchildren and to make America great again economically, educationally, and socially.
The president is the master of the deal, right? So he's going to work with people who he thinks he can work with at the current time. But remember, the president's platform was make America great again, not make the GOP great again. And he'll work with anybody. If you don't want to work with him, GOP, remember that dinner with Chuck and Nancy? Mm-hmm. That's a message, right? That's a broadside to the GOP. I got to get things done. You don't want to help me? I'll talk to somebody else.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we have all this stuff about make America great again, Donald Trump, da, 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 da. And I played a few clips of Bill Clinton. He started it. He started the make America great again. And Donald Trump, I don't know if he heard it or it was subliminal, but he took it and said, I'll take that ball and we'll run with it. And he's doing it. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, baby. Make America great again. So Ben Sasse, he's a Republican out of Nebraska. He made a comment that I find really interesting, and I think this is going to backfire for Ben. Ben wants to appear to be strong conservative. He's on a leftist show, and he says something because he's playing to the audience. So let me let you hear this clip.
Do you think it's important for the president to publicly stabilize his staffing situation in the White House? Because it certainly looks a little dysfunctional to the public.
I don't have any desire to beat the president up, but it's pretty clear that this White House is a reality show, soap opera presidency. I mean, the drama is the drama of Omarosa and the drama of Cohen and the drama of Manafort and the drama of the Woodward quotes and the drama of these op-eds. What you'd like is the president to not worry so much about the short term of staffing, but the long term of vision casting for America. Pull us together as a people, help us deliberate about where we should go, and then build a team of great, big cause, low ego people around you. Right now, it feels like there's just way too much drama every day, and that distracts us from the longer-term stuff we should be focused on together.
See, this is my problem with Republicans. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. See, he's buying into this. This is Ben Sasse, a Republican, and he's being asked about, what's going on at the Trump administration, and he's being asked about it in the context of a fake, this New York Times op-ed, Bob Woodward's fictitious book, which, the left wants you to believe Woodward is an amazing author, and so you got to believe him because he was the guy that broke the Watergate story. But he's an ideologue, a leftist ideologue. What do you think the New York Times, when that dust settles on that, trust me, forget the turmoil in the presidential White House, in Donald Trump's White House. Let me tell you what I said years ago. Trump is going to hire and fire people. That is what he's going to do. You may be right for the time and then wrong for the next little iteration of time, and you're going to be gone. And whether you're Sean Spicer or Scaramucci or Sarah Sanders or whomever, if you're doing your job right, great. If you showcase your ability to make, to accomplish what President Trump wants to accomplish, you'll hang around. If you don't, you're gone. It's that simple. But they want you to believe that Trump is crazy. People around him are going crazy. And so here's Ben Sasse. He buys into it. He buys into the narrative. So he says, well, you have the drama of Omarosa. Look, I already told you, Donald Trump made a big mistake in hiring Omarosa. I know he did it as a charity case. So do you. He hired Omarosa to give her a shot, and she blew it. And it's hard for me to forgive him for that because I know Omarosa to be the type of person that I would go, Donald Trump should have better, he should have better sensibilities about himself than to bring Omarosa in for that. That's just my opinion. He should. I believe that wholeheartedly. But he didn't. So we got Omarosa, all right? But what I'll tell you is, Cohen had nothing to do with Trump as a president. That was his personal attorney, a guy who liked what he was doing, who was happy to cash Donald Trump's checks, then be on retainer or whatever he was. And they want to make it sound like he made the wrong. No, he hired a guy who was his attorney for a long time. And then I just played earlier a clip where they brought up this guy, Schwartz, and they want us to believe that Schwartz is the guy who helped Donald Trump write The Art of the Deal in the 80s. He's now the expert on Trump. He's nothing on Trump. You know more about Donald Trump than that guy. Played a clip of Tucker Carlson talking about Trump, and he says he's the most genuine guy. You know Trump from the moment he makes a speech, and Tucker goes, he's light on policy, which, by the way, I said the same thing on Sean Hannity's show when Trump was a candidate, and Sean got mad at me, and I was like, look, Donald Trump is light on policy. I'm not saying he doesn't understand it. I'm saying he understands what to say about policy, and he doesn't get into the weeds on it. That can be a plus. Sean didn't let me finish saying that, but that could be a plus. And it is a plus, and let me tell you why. Most people don't care about policy. They care about how you sell it. So Trump could talk about all the intricacies of illegal immigration, etc. He goes, we're going to build a wall. And people are like, yeah, and that wall is going to be high. And then he said, oh, Mexico said this? Okay, the wall just got 10 feet higher. That's not policy. That's playing to his audience. But don't think he doesn't understand policy, because he does. And we have Ben Sasse on with the opposition, and instead of saying, look, you can look at the so-called turmoil in the White House. Omarosa wrote a book. Where is she? What are her book sales today? There was a guy that supposedly wrote a book that detailed the Trump presidency in all its glory. Michael Wolff wrote Fire and Fury. Where is he? He's been exiled, not by Trump, but by the very media that wanted to support him, that wanted to believe it. Where's Cohen? He had all the dirt on Trump. He was going to expose him, all the paying off of hookers and prostitutes and call girls and whatever else. Where is he? Disgraced. Where's his attorney, Lanny Davis? Played a clip from him early in the show. Played it a couple days ago as well, where he's on The View having to apologize. Well, I misspoke. I did this. It wasn't that I was lying. And then what does he do? Donald Trump is a big fat liar. He lies 3,000 times and 5,000 times and 10,000 times. And they're eating it up.
Well, you're right. He is a liar. He's a liar. The liar, the liar.
Liar, 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 liar. And you know what you're doing? You're going, I don't believe them. They're the liars. Yeah, they're the liars. Cohen. Give me the whatever you want to talk about. I will give you the answer. The panacea to everything that has illed us on the left can be summarized in three initials. DJT, Donald James J. Trump. I don't know what his middle name stands for, but Donald J. Trump. And it solves the problems, and the left hate it because, well, Trump's the antidote. The antidote, not the anecdote. He's the antidote. He's crushing them. In every way. Later in the broadcast, I'm going to talk about Iran. I want to go back into 9/11 a little bit because I want to make sure we celebrate that day. But we got a lot coming up. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.